The Cook County Invasive Team works to control the introduction and spread of invasive species across the county. Joining us now is the team's coordinator, Angelique Edgerton. Welcome, Angelique.
Thank you. Good morning.
First, what is the Cook County Invasive Species Team for those who don't know?
Great. We are a local team of different agencies and organizations, local, state, federal, tribal, and nonprofit groups that all are in some way invested in controlling and managing invasive species in Cook County.
All right, let's talk about herbicides. Define what an herbicide is.
Well, I think I'll start by, and this might be preempting our conversation, but I want to distinguish herbicides from pesticides. So a pesticide is a very broad class of something that kills pests. And so pesticides include rodenticides, insecticides, and herbicides. And herbicides are a very specific class of pesticides that just kill unwanted vegetation. So they target processes and pathways within plant cells and to kill those just plants.
So when we're talking about pesticides, herbicides are just one of the group of pesticides, because weeds are considered a pest, and apparently.
Well, right. I mean, I guess ask any gardener that or any ecologist.
Now, can they be used safely?
Yes, absolutely. All pesticides are registered with the EPA and undergo strict testing and assessments, and this includes herbicides. And anyone who uses herbicides is required to read the label on the herbicide. And this is on every herbicide that you'll purchase, whether it be from the hardware store or from an individual supplier. So you'll read that label, and it will give you very detailed instructions on how to use it, where to use it, when to use it, temperatures, plants, etc. And if you use it in accordance with the label, which you're required to do by law, it is non-toxic to wildlife, and relatively, except for the plant, safe to use.
What are some concerns about their use?
Well, I think there's a big confusion with, I get a lot of questions about neonicotinoids, and no, those are an insecticide, and those are kind of what's been linked to the problems with bees. And herbicides, I guess, you know, since they're a type of pesticide, I get a lot of questions about, well, are they related to bee die-off? There have been quite a number of tests. They are non-toxic to bees. At the same time, you know, I generally recommend to people, you probably wouldn't want to be doused in a herbicide. So if you're going to spray a plant and it's in bloom, maybe cut off the flowers first.
Some of the concerns about their use, too, if you use them incorrectly, like don't follow the label and you got a 20-mile-an-hour wind blowing and
you're
using them near the garden, you're going to probably herbicide your garden, too.
Exactly. So read the label, follow the label, follow the law, be responsible. I also get a lot of questions, well, do we really need to use herbicides? I've been thinking about this question a lot, and I think it gets down to how can you be the best steward of your land? How much area are you working with? What are your physical abilities? Can you afford to hire someone that will take care of your land? Do you have the physical ability to take care of it yourself? Can you take care of the amount of land that you have? And it is important to control invasive species. The entire reason they're considered invasive is because they're very aggressive, and things like common tansy and Canada thistle are deemed to be noxious weeds by the state of Minnesota because they are non-native and they are harmful.
You're not only helping yourself and your land, but you may be helping your neighbors by preventing it from spreading to adjacent areas. What are some recent invasive team projects involving herbicides?
One of our big summer projects has been the Community Forest Restoration Shed, is what we're calling it, at Sugarloaf Cove. And that's a community resource that has different herbicides. They're just a few select herbicides that we've chosen that target plants like common tansy, Canada thistle, and reed canary grass. And those resources are available to landowners. If you go through kind of a rigorous training, we make sure everyone reads the label. We discuss other options, such as manual removal. We talk about what you're able to do and what's most appropriate for your land. But I guess that's one of our most recent.
Some of my upper body strength comes from pulling thistles and raspberries.
So. I believe it.
What else would you like to update us on?
Well, it's been a pretty busy summer. We were at Fisherman's Picnic the Cook County Invasives team paired up with Minnesota Sea Grant, and so some of us helped staff the booth that was down at Fisherman's Picnic. Perhaps you saw us. I was a part of the Sea Grant invasive float in the parade. I was the one dressed up as the crayfish, Rusty the crayfish.
Well, looking into the future, I heard you have future plans that don't involve us anymore.
Yes, I do. I'm sad to say that I will be leaving the Cook County Invasives team, and hopefully we'll get a new coordinator in place in the near future, and the team will still be functional, and we'll be ready to help you again next summer.
We've really enjoyed having you here on WTIP. You're a great communicator.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed coming.
We're talking with Angelique Edgerton, the Cook County Invasive Team. Anything else you want to add, Angelique?
Oh, I think that's good. I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been a help.
More information is available on their Facebook page, Cook County Invasives. Angelique, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
This feature was funded in part by the Coastal Zone Management Act of 1972, as amended by NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management, in conjunction with Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program. The statements, findings, conclusions, and recommendations are those of the producer and do not necessarily reflect the views of NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, or Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program.